Jesus of Christ, and though Christ has been crucified and are from the grave and ascended back to the Father. I want to assure you tonight, he's not unmindful of you. I know, sir, he's seated upon the throne at the right hand of the Father, where that he ever makes his intercession for Israel, for this woman, spouse unto him in eternity and before the world was. Therefore, he said before that he went away, and it's needful that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, I'll send the Comforter. Do you believe that Comforter has ever come to you? Children, if you've ever tasted of the goodness and mercy of God's grace through the power of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, it's been a comfort to your poor heart and soul. And not only has it been a comfort, but one sent by your head and husband. I want to say, our children, that the precision of God's work is such that when it comes, you'll make no mistake, I am going to one that is not embraced in the arms of his everlasting love before the foundation of the world. But I'm glad that she's not only known to him, but she's known by name. I'm glad that she's not only known to him by name, which is engraven in the palms of his hands, but I'm glad they're all written in the Lamb's book of life from the foundation of the world. No mistakes in the identity of the elect of God Almighty in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, or of the Holy Spirit of God Almighty, because they're all known by him in every age of the world, whether I'm one of them or not, I don't know. But I want to say to you tonight, if so be that I am, there's no doubt in my poor heart and soul tonight, but that ever I ever need, that I need in a life's journey, I will come at the time of need, and I will be administered in such a way that somehow or another I'll know that the hand of Almighty God was in the matter, directing to his own glory and to my good while that I'm here. I am this frail body of the flesh, and that's a grand and a glorious thought to me, if I know anything about it. Now then, I want to go and quote another scripture, the language of the blessed Son of God, when he said, I thank thee, O Father, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seems good in thy sight. I want to tell you, you'll never find this virtuous woman by our carnal, our leadership, our mind, our directing, our you, the church, for her, but alone, by the Spirit of Almighty God, directing, you, by His own, sovereign, power, and through, the fullness of His, grace and love, to, you word, and for, His glory, and the comfort of God's children. So then, it's no wonder we find the old Baptist churches hid away in the secret places of the earth, so to speak. It's no wonder that if one comes to the old Baptist church, that we can feel assured that God is in the matter, directing through the sovereign grace of God, the humble little infant of His blessed and holy love that has drawn it to this place, not for any reason of any thing that to be desired, naturally speaking, but solely upon things that are spiritual, spiritually discerned and understood and rejoiced in heart and soul. I'm glad when I can think about that, of the words that Jesus said when He said, no man can come to me except the Father who sent me draw him. Brethren and sisters, tonight, with conditions in the world being such as they are, I don't believe any man can come to the old Baptist church, design a home in and with them, except that God, through the courts of His everlasting love, draws him. And I want to tell you tonight I believe that the courts of God's love are so gentle and so tenderly embraces God's humble poor that they come willingly. My people shall be willing people in the day of my power. God loves you so you don't have to beg them and persuade them and use all kinds of means to get them into the church of Jesus Christ, the blessed Son of God, but they come acknowledging that their unworthiness and their dependence upon the grace of God Almighty for salvation in time and eternity to most certainly so. And He didn't stop there. No man can come unto me except the Father which sent me draw him. And he that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out, but raise him up again at the last day. And then again he said, no man can come to the Father but by me. You can't come to Christ without being drawn by the power of God Almighty. And you can't come to God except by Him. That's the only way to come to God. It's no wonder then that Paul said, By the grace of God, I am what I am. It's no wonder that he said, so boldly, I land far. It's by grace you're saved through faith, and that's not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For ye are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, two good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. What a wonderful and glorious thing it is to know that God's humble poor have such a foundation, a stone to stand upon, and to know that everyone who's enabled to stand upon it is enabled through the grace and power of God Almighty to take our refuge in that rock, Christ Jesus, the blessed Son of God. And in our conclusion, now, brethren, I want to say just one more thing, and then I'm going to close. God being my strength and our helper at this time, and that is our children, and this woman was preserved in Jesus Christ, and she's called by with a holy calling. Yes, not only is that true, but I think all times of old Peter's language when he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual places, spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I remember that we're blessed with them in Christ Jesus, and not out of Christ Jesus in any sense of the word. And then again he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, yes, according to his choice. I can't get that quotation exactly, therefore I leave it off. But I want to assure you tonight, brethren, that it's not a chance system. It's not a conditional matter. It's a thing predetermined of the God of heaven, and a thing that is embraced in the new covenant, and which covenant was ordered in all things, and sure, and which covenant declared and that all this people shall know me from the least to the greatest. And then I want to assure you to know him, I used to have a life everlasting, and to have a life everlasting is to dwell with the Lord Jesus Christ eternally, because I want to say to you that he's the fountain head of the life of the bride, the Lamb's wife, and because he lives, she's assured that she shall live also. So then I've got a grand and glorious comfort and consolation to know that though these old bodies have got to die and smolder back to the dust, she's assured through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the language recorded in John when he said, let not your heart be troubled. trouble. You believe in God. I believe also I am me. I am my Father's house. Are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again to receive you unto myself. Here's the husband to whom that she's espoused, that's promised her that he's gone to prepare a place for her. And it's assured her that he'll come again to receive her unto himself, that where he is, there she may be also. Children, if she's not there, the God of heaven is dethroned, and there's no hope for poor, wretched, and sinful men. But as certain as the heavens are above and the earth beneath, I want to assure you that he's the God that speaks and is done, commands and stands fast. She'll be there on the morning of the resurrection, and she won't be black no more. She won't be, if you please, in these old sinful bodies of affliction. And sometimes I'm made to think about that and look upon the halt and blind and crippled of this land and country. What a grand and glorious thing it is to think about a place where when they come forth, there won't be no blindness, there won't be no cripples, there'll be no halt, no blind. No, sir, but God love you so. They'll all be in the image and likeness of the blessed Son of God. I am perfection, and I am the glorious light of the blessed Son of God. That babe sometimes felt the shine in their heart and round about them. But then, thanks be to God, I will be in the full force of divine love. I am an everlasting day that no death nor any night, but continual praise of rejoicing. I am the spirit to the God of heaven and earth and the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered and died in our room and bed, and who rose the third day victorious over death and the grave. That's sweet to me to know that I'm not fighting to win a victory, but I'm fighting God being my helper. If I know what I'm fighting for, because of the love of God, the sin shed abroad in my heart to him who's crowned with victory already, and not to be crowned, but already crowned with victory over all of the enemies and the powers of Satan and the grave. And we, I hope you remember this, we are crowned with that victory in him who's gone on before as the forerunner and seated after the throne of God's grace. I want to say, children, that he's the great and mighty soldier of the cross that's never lost a battle anywhere and at any time, but he's crowned with victory, and she, I am him through the grace and mercy of God Almighty, by virtue of the love that he had for her, even when she said, I am trespassed and I am sinned, which is grand and glorious thought to me. For I know, according to nature, that after a while I've got to die. It's once appointed unto my and the dying, and God, I made the appointment. I know I have no escape for me, yet I know that the Son will be alive and remain to the second coming, that they should be changed in a moment and in the twinkling of an eye. And I believe the change of the Lamb will be just the same as the death that I in this body will die and will be caught up in the clouds ever to be with the Lord. These are the virtues of woman that we're talking about. She's never been with strength sufficient to walk. She's never had wisdom to understand. She's never had power to wear. Except through the grace and mercy of God Almighty. And I'm glad to you to tell you today that she's never been denied, neither will she ever be denied by her head and husband and her companion. I am her sorrows, her I am the word, and her grand and glorious companion. I am the prosperity of that kingdom that's prepared for beyond this mode of existence and this world in which that we're sojourning now. So, brethren, I know I've been scattered. I've not been able to keep a line of thought in mind as I would humbly desire. But I'm in the hands of God Almighty, and all the mind I've got is, whether it be natural or spiritual, is what God gives me. And I'm sweetly assured tonight as I close that whatever measure that is that's pleasing to God Almighty is sufficient for me while that I live. I am this world and continue to be simple together with God's humble poor to share. I am her sweet affections of love and fellowship that abounds. I am the heart of God's people. And as I go away tonight, I hope God willing, I'll go. As much confirmed in my hope and my faith in the finished work of the blessed Son of God. And I'm glad he said it is finished. It's finished. Finished by God Almighty. And it's finished. Nothing can be added to it. And nothing can be taken to it. I promise. I know, sir. And then with that grand and glorious thought that though I suffered many things at different intervals in the world, that yet I won't say, brethren, that the time when that crown of thorns was pressed down upon his head, and when the nails were driven in his hands, and when they were driven in his feet, then the things that he suffered is such that the little things that I've been visited with while that I've been sojourning here in the world has not been to be counted against that measure that was in the cup of the Lord Jesus Christ that he had to drink even to the bitter dregs in it. And blessed be his great and good name. He drank it without opening his mouth, without complaining of the things that he had suffered. Do you know such love as depth are too rich that it reached and are to such height. Do you know such love that so broad that it reaches from the east to the west and embraces the mighty and strong arms of his everlasting love, the whole elect family of God. Almighty, I covenanted to him, and assured, and redeemed, and sealed by the blood of the Son of God, as finished our work, agreed, I am the covenant, and I know, I feel that I regarded so much. Even in a natural sense, the seal that's written in the blood of man upon the script that the oath is confirmed. And I know our seal that I'm positive and certain and assurance of truth of property purchased with his blood, as the blood of Jesus, that sealed the redemption of the elect family of God Almighty. And I want to say to you, our children, that seal of the blood of Jesus is the seal that planted, that's impressed upon that new heart, when the heart is sprinkled with the blood, by the work of the blessed and holy Spirit of God Almighty, brethren, salvation of God to the elect family is not only assured, it's not only certain, it's finished, it's sealed, and assured to the whole household of faith, most certain that so, not by any merit upon their part, but by the sovereign grace of all Almighty God, and according to his predetermined purpose, I am the Lord Jesus Christ, the blessed Son of God, and I look forward to the time when that she shall come forth to be carried upon the wings of his love to that mansion that he's prepared for her, for uncertain children, that no bride, naturally speaking, has ever been carried to a royal mansion here in this world, that's to be compared to the mansion that he's prepared for her, and for which you come and carry home ever to be with him in that endless eternity and abode for ever. So then I want to conclude to you and say that you're an old Baptist, although you love your church, and you appreciate her humble spirit and walk here in the world. You may have a son or daughter that's been caught in a snare and a net, and there may be bands around about him, but God love you so. The promise is that whoso pleaseth God shall escape. Our children, at God's time, he's able to bring them out of Babylon and to sit them down about the welfare of my children, as far as eternity is concerned. I'm certain that they'll dwell in eternity according to the appointment of God Almighty and according to the righteous work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I embraced in his everlasting love, which is enough to reconcile me to leave their destiny in the hands of him who's able to save to the uttermost, and I'm persuaded the uttermost might be to rescue and deliver from the snares and nets of the strange woman that's brought in the land, and that's using ever inducement that she's possessed with wisdom to set fire to catch those of her lovers here in this world of sin and sorrow. So then let us hold fast to the doctrine of God our Savior. Let not shun to declare the whole counsel of God Almighty, and not be afraid, brethren, to boldly contend for it, for it's worthy of contention, it's worthy of sacrifice, it's worthy of every price that may be to pay yonder somewhere, and such has been paid in other ages of the world. But I want to assure you that it makes no difference what the price is. Why, Jesus with you is able to uphold, support, and supply all that will be needful to sustain the children of God's grace in the troubles and persecutions of the strange woman that exists in the world, and deliver from it in due time, which time is the time God appointed, and which God will consummate according to the purpose of his own will. And now then, I want to say farewell to you, and ask if when you are brought to fall upon your humble knees at the throne of God's mercy, that you remember me in my afflictions and my sojournings here in the world at God's throne of mercy, as one though unworthy, yet hopefully trusting in the promises of God and the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blessed Son of God. And when it goes well with me and God, directs my thoughts back to you that are simple together here tonight. I hope I can see in your faces through faith and the blessed and holy Spirit, the blessed assurance and confirmation of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. and wonderfully, in every way that can be imagined or thought about, while we've lived and have been here in this world. And then I beg that it may be God's will that there may be something that's been said, that I may have found a place prepared in the heart of someone of God's humble prayer, that they may be enabled to feast upon to the comfort and consolation of their poor souls, and that I may by the light of the countenance of your face be reconciled to other matters as God has directed, and the sweet assurances of your belief in the doctrine of God Almighty.